got the home of the truth. Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, you heard me talk about Camp Exceptional, the summer camp that the Bald-Faced Truth Foundation runs that helps kids that have special needs and typical kids. So you've heard me talk about it. You know it's near and dear to me, and it's probably the best part of my summer every year. So I got an email from a teacher who runs the Skyview Unified Athletics Program at Skyview High School in Vancouver. And teacher said that, hey, we're hosting a dinner auction and fundraiser, and we're looking for a guest speaker. Shot in the dark. I listen to your show often. Baseball and football coach also at the school. And, you know, basically asking, hey, you know, team sports are great. Special Olympics unified team sports are great. This is a chance for a lot of young people who have special needs to get a chance to represent their school through unified teams. And so it caught my eye, and I was like immediately like, oh, I'd love to. I would love to do this, but unfortunately the event is on October 5th at Skyview High School, and October 5th happens to be College Football Saturday, and I frankly don't even know where I'll be that day. And so I was like, gosh, how else can I help? Well, I thought maybe I could help by bringing Casey Smith, who is running this program, onto the show to kind of talk about the fundraiser and maybe help you understand where you can get involved, because I would like to do it. There's a donation drive that is going on, and you know, this is a really cool event that they're doing. And so Casey Smith is joining us now, and this is my way of saying I'm sorry that I can't MC the event, Casey.
Thank you. I appreciate that, John. Sorry you couldn't come. It should be a ton of fun that night.
Give me an idea. All right, let's start with you. You know, paraeducator, you know, give us an idea of what a day in the life of a paraeducator is.
So right now I work in the special ed department. I work as a one-on-one with a student, and so I work with him through his classes, helping him with notes, helping him prep for tests, kind of more or less understanding the different assignments, and then just kind of a variety of different things that a kid that needs to kind of be able to function properly and work in a gen ed classroom needs.
You know, and I think, you know, for a lot of parents, we you know, we want to say bless you for the work that you're doing and the role that you play in the school and working with kids and helping the school sort of provide a positive environment, and you know, for kids who have challenges. But you know, the unified team sports program. Now, Skyview, my understanding is you have four different sports, right? You have basketball and cheer in the winter. You have soccer and track in the spring. What else is going on? What are you guys talking about doing?
So we've done, for the last couple of years, it's mainly been the first three. And then now, in this last year, we tried to put in track. Last spring, it was kind of late, didn't get a lot of traction, so we're going to continue with that this year. In the future, hopefully next year, we're trying to put in a bowling program, as well as potentially in the future to a swim program.
And you need money to do these things. And so, you know, is this fundraiser supposed to help with that, or what is the aim on October 5th?
So what it'll help us do, the VPS, which is Vancouver Public Schools, they've gone through, which a lot of districts will go through, they've gone through budget cuts, so money's always tight. I think we had around a $35 million deficit that they had to kind of try to figure out this last year. So money's just always tight. So a lot of the money's going to go to, you know, just basic stuff as far as road trips, travel expenses, paying coaches, because some of the coaches are volunteer. So seeing if we can give them a little bit of money, kind of a stipend to help them out. You know, equipment when it's needed, you know, banquets, just everything that goes into running a program that kind of doesn't have, that isn't specified on the budget, but falls through the cracks. So there's a lot of money that needs to get put forth in order to get these programs going and kind of keep them going.
We're talking to Casey Smith, paraeducator, who also helps with these unified sports teams that are at Skyview. So their fundraiser on October 5th, how do people get involved? How can they maybe get involved if they're listening right now and want to help out?
So we've got, if people wanted to do just a donation, we have a website that they can go to if they want to donate. We also, we've actually had a tremendous amount of community support. We've had 50-plus different businesses around the area donate gift cards or different items that we can auction off. One of the things, you know, we're trying to get more people to the event. Right now, I believe the count's around 56 to 60 okay. Tickets. So if people are living in the area, interested in coming, want to go bid on some items, you know, we have a website that you can go to, purchase tickets to go, and then come to the event. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, the tickets are $25, but you figure 4 hours of entertainment, the opportunity to bid on a lot of these really cool items, and then you get dinner. It's going to be Hawaiian themed, so there'll be photo booths, different games going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. So even if you don't win out on anything, you're still going to have a lot of fun that night.
What's the website if people want to buy tickets and attend?
So I could, it is posted on our Boosters website as well as many of our social media. I can give it to you guys as well. It's through Better World, but I can get that to you, and I can send it out to more, to wherever is needed. But it's basically just a kind of click link where you can go purchase tickets or make donations.
Do you know the name of the website or the URL? And I'd love to give that to people listening.
Yeah, so it's under Better World. I can get, I can send it to you guys through email, or like I said, if you go to Skyview Boosters, their website, it'll be on the front page of their website as well.
Okay, Skyview Boosters, is that the website?
Yeah, so we're running it through a Boosters program. Whenever we do events, they help put us on and kind of, they help put these events on.
All right, so the Skyview Boosters Club. I'm moving there now to get there. And give us an idea too. Why did you get into this? What was it about this that spoke to you?
So honestly, it's pretty random. I've been working in the schools for about 3 years now, and I was at a middle school, and then I moved over to a high school just because I wanted to get more involved in high school sports. Coach football, and then they approached me one day, said, hey, we got this program you might be interested in. Coached it for the first year, coached the basketball team, and had a ton of fun with these kids. For those of you who don't know a ton about Unified, it's basically where they blend special needs kids on the court with gen ed kids in like a 3-to-2 ratio, but they play and they're able to compete. Like when I was growing up, especially these kids, they didn't have the opportunity to compete for their school. This really gives them that opportunity, and it's got a tremendous following, especially over the last probably 4 or 5 years. Julie Graves was the one who initially started over at Skyview, and then recently she left, so I've kind of worked to kind of keep it up and take it over. So,
all right. So for anybody who wants to get involved, is there somewhere that they can email or somewhere that they can go to buy a ticket? You know, I'd love for people who are listening who are just, Casey, they're dying to help you out. Give them a chance to reach you directly.
Oh, yeah, totally. So if they can reach me directly, I can send them the website. It's my email address to the school is 31619@vansd.org.
All right. Casey Smith, appreciate you, man. Good luck to you on the event.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your help.
You bet. There he goes. I'll get the website. I know what you're driving around. You want it to be easy. Casey's going to provide us with a website. He's going to send me an email with it. I'll get it for you. You know, I really do think it's a good cause. You know, I'm looking on the Skyview school website, and I don't see a link to it, but we'll get you the website. We'll get you that information. Great opportunity for you on October 5th to help out, or if you just want to make a donation. All right, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, it'll be Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach. We'll have the 5 at 5. Steven's getting ready. He's going to make us forget that Lou Gehrig was yesterday's 5 at 5 presenter. And so Wally Pipp makes his triumphant return next.